You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Get those tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. It's next Tuesday. Don't wait. WillAg.org. Just $30. Do it right now. 800-898-1065. Let's take a look at the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather in Kansas City. Drew, I want to start out west with the hard red winter wheat growing regions. What's your assessment at this point?
Well, we are still dealing with dryness out there from really the Texas Panhandle into Nebraska and Colorado, even goes up into parts of South Dakota. The situation is not critical right now because we still have these crops in a semi-dormant mode. We keep warming up, but we turn right around and bring freezes back into the region, so we're not making any headway, and the crop has a little green to it, but that's about it. And as long as that continues to be the case, having dryness in the soil is not an issue. But boy, you know, we're just a few weeks away here from seeing a more consistent warm weather environment. And I think at that point, we'll start talking about some stress for these crops and some concern about its production potential. And the long-range outlook doesn't look all that promising. Areas away from the High Plains region will probably have a more normal outlook here for March into April, but the High Plains region may continue below normal on precipitation. That would be focused on areas from Colorado and northwest Kansas into parts of Nebraska. So we will be watching this pretty closely as time moves on, and we do have some more warm weather on the radar screen here as well.
It is the time to change the season. Does that usually alleviate any dry weather conditions in the United States?
Well, it can certainly help, and those years that we fall into drought, it's usually a failure of those spring rains to fix those moisture deficit areas that leads to the problem. So we do want to watch that. Right now, places like Missouri and Illinois and some areas down into the west side of the Delta have some very large moisture deficits that have built up over the winter. Now, from a topsoil perspective, it's not a problem right now, but if you dry out that topsoil, there's not going to be as much abundance of moisture down a little deeper. So we need to get rid of some of those deficits before we do get into the warm season. And right now, those two states and parts of the Delta are targeted to do relatively well, not necessarily abundantly wet, but enough to maintain soil conditions as they are today as we lead into the planting season. So I'm encouraged there. But out there in the High Plains, it might be a little bit more difficult to get some rain out there with the pattern we're expecting this spring.
On the flip side of this issue is your understanding of South American weather, in particular for Brazil, that they've been a little on the wet side as they've made their way through the harvest season, especially in Mato Grosso.
Yeah, Mato Grosso certainly has some issues, and I'm a little bit concerned about what's left to be planted just simply because it's March 1st. Keeping it wet right now for the next couple of weeks would be just fine for the crops that are in the ground and established, but it's not a good thing for those areas that still need to be planted, and so it is a concern. It's not a large area, but we did suffer some production losses last year because of some kind of problem with moisture at the end of the growing season, so we don't want to see that repeated, and I should step in real quick and say that the huge losses that occurred last year will not be repeated. We're plenty wet right now, but we could lose a little bit at the very end of the second season corn crop.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.